It is plausible that there was intelligence gleaned from Colonel Gaddafi's satellite phone, which is the specific allegation made. I think it's plausible that that intelligence was supplied by the Assad regime, as is alleged, and I think there would be reason for Assad to give that concession to protect himself. And I think, again, it's plausible that the French were the intelligence agency involved in transferring that information or taking advantage of it. They obviously have strong links to Syria. They have, out of all the European powers, perhaps the biggest interest because of historical reasons and the deepest relationship with Syria and its security services. And so it makes eminent sense. It coincides with a period in which Assad would have wanted to alleviate pressure on himself. And it occurred at a time when the actual war against Gaddafi had been won, but it looked as though there might have been a lot of resistance. And I think the French, along with their allies, would have welcomed any opportunity to end that resistance by finding Gaddafi by whatever means they could have done.
What about the chain of command? Do you think it's likely that the former French president Nicolas Sarkozy actually personally ordered this assassination?
There's two allegations made. First of all, the French, including Sarkozy himself, directed rebels to a site where they knew Gaddafi's convoy would be headed, and they could then attack the convoy. I would say when we say ordering an assassination, that may be putting it slightly strongly. We could probably say played a key role in assisting rebels to kill Gaddafi. So in that sense, it was a sort of assassination. Whether Sarkozy played a personal role, I think that's very possible. For intelligence is sensitive. It may have gone straight to his desk. And of course, we know the French are very actively involved with liaising with rebels, and therefore, the order could have come straight down to them to go to this particular site where the new Gaddafi would be headed. That is plausible. What's less plausible or more questionable are some of the allegations concerning Sarkozy's motives for doing so. And the allegation that's been raised by the same sources who gave the story were that Sarkozy was concerned about embarrassing information that Gaddafi may have threatened to spill regarding contributions made by Libyans or the Gaddafi regime to Sarkozy's 2007 campaign. I think there's, without further evidence, it's impossible to assess that claim.
How do you think the United Nations and France's other allies in Libya during the Libyan campaign will react to these allegations?
French allies, NATO allies participating in this would probably have some sense that intelligence was specifically used to target Gaddafi. I think we don't know who launched the specific airstrikes that attacked his convoy, but the nature of NATO operations was that there was a lot of information sharing, there was a lot of joint work, and I think they would be aware of this information. Now, whether they would know it was from such a high-level source, whether they would know that it was on the orders of Nicolas Sarkozy himself, I think that may be more in doubt. At this point, I think they really would have very little interest in the specifics of it, though. I think they were just grateful Gaddafi was caught in that way. They weren't grateful he was killed so brutally, of course, but they were glad he was caught. In a way, it sort of symbolized the end of the campaign somewhat.